Hi, I'm Ali and welcome to this week's Modcast. I'll be updating you with all this week's most important updates in the world of SEC change. In this Modcast, we'll be covering what's happening at Change Board next week, our new draft proposals, and some consultations that need your input. First, just to let you know that MP 89, changes to Appendix R Common Testing Scenarios document, will be implemented as an ad hoc release on Monday the 20th of January. Change Board next week will be voting on three modifications: SEC MP 62, Northbound Application Traffic Management Alert Storm Protection. This modification aims to protect SEC parties from the large numbers of alerts that can be produced by a single device, which can also clog up the DCC network. MP 79, Provision to Withdraw Modifications. This gives the panel authority to withdraw modifications where a proposer is no longer engaged or where modifications have stalled for various reasons. And MP 97, Improving SMETS 2 meter installs for new connections. This is for where suppliers trying to install meters at new connections, such as housing estates, but the postcode information has not been updated in the DCC systems, can raise a service management service request, which they are not currently able to do under the SEC. If these are approved, SEC MP 62 will be part implemented in June 2020 and part in November 2020. MP 79 will be sent to the authority for authority decision, with a target implementation of June 2020. And MP 97 will be implemented in February 2020. New draft proposals raised since the last Modcast are DP 107, which looks at where a network operator updates the network operator certificate with another in error, and DP 108, which looks at the self-service interface, which currently has no restrictions to limit access to processes or requests to SROs or AROs only. These draft proposals are still in the process of being defined, and we'd encourage you to submit any feedback on these issues by emailing us at sec.change@gemserve.com. All non-confidential comments can be found on our comments document on the proposals webpage. Just a note that in our ongoing streamlining process, we have changed our documentation to combine the problem statement and the modification report. This means that the modification report will be populated from the beginning and will be available on the website instead of the problem statement. There are a couple of consultations to be aware of that need your input. On the 15th of January, BEIS issued a consultation on a number of matters that require amendments to the standard license conditions of gas and electricity supply licenses, the DCC license, as well as the Smart Energy Code, the Uniform Network Code, and the Master Registration Agreement. You can find this consultation on our website, and the comments and responses should be sent to smartmetering@bays.gov.uk by 10 a.m. on the 18th of February. Finally, just a reminder that our recent budget consultation is now available for your viewing on CodeWorks. We'd encourage you to please take a look and feel free to leave any comments. That's it for this week. If you have anything you want to ask us, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. Thank you for listening.